are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning, it's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
And the sun is shining, but there is still a big cloud over Fort Pierre and the Pierre area this morning.
Huge. This is a small community, and we all know each other well, and we're all connected. And it's just an unbelievable tragedy. I just got off the phone with Casey Cowan, and Casey works at the bank with Trevor Gupp, and Casey and others are organizing a cleanup. They have to wait, obviously, until the investigation is done. Mm-hmm. But then we will need a lot of bodies out there, so pay attention to your media and listen, and I know everyone wants to help,
right?
And it's kind of hard to know what can we do to help. And there is a GoFundMe out there that is just amazing. In less than 24 hours, I think, what did we just say, 167,000?
Yeah.
But this young family is going to need a lot of support for a long time, and we are the communities that will do that.
Yeah. It's never an easy thing to go through something like that. Like we said before we went on the air, this is something you think about happening somewhere else.
Right.
And when it hits so close to home, it is hard. You've got to kind of step back, like you said, and wait to see how you can help out. But this is one way.
This is one way. And Casey told me that there is debris scattered over about a mile, and then we had wind. And so that will be one way that we can all help, because it will take a lot of people to be involved with that. I need to make some phone calls this morning and just see how we go about that. But again, obviously that won't start until the investigation is done.
Yeah, they've got to get that taken care of. Again, if you want to help out with the GoFundMe page, it's Hup Family Tragedy is what you look up when you go to GoFundMe.
Right.
And the community has really been so amazing already.
Already,
stepping up, yes, with that. 167,000. That is, I mean, we know that's not going to ease the pain, but it is going to help with any costs that they are going to have, the kids in the hospital, things like that. It's just a way to take a little of the burden away from them.
Right, right. They, Trevor and Kelsey should not have to worry about money at this time. They,
exactly.
You know, and my deepest sympathies go out to the Hupp and the Gear family. They are a large, very close-knit family. There are no words.
There aren't. This is a time for us to rally around, help out any way that we can, and we know how much appreciated that's going to be as time goes on.
As time goes on. That's right.
All right.
The whole community's in shock right now.
It really is.
Yeah. But we will rally around this family and do whatever we can.
And we'll definitely, as things come up, helping with the cleanup and things of that nature, we will pass that along, and that way people can do their best to be part of that. And there is a Caring Bridge page set up as well. That's
going
to share updates on the boys' progress. Thank you, Jody, for that. So
yeah,
that's another way we can.
That's great to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, anything you want to pass along city-wise, news that we need to share?
I can't even think of anything right now. But
totally understand.
Yeah.
We appreciate you stopping in this morning and giving us this update and sharing with us. And we'll keep following and doing what we can to help.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Well, we'll see you next week.
Okay.
There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen this morning joining us on People in Your Neighborhood. Again, there is a Caring Bridge page to share updates on the boys' progress as they are in the hospital. And if you want to help out, you definitely can. Even through the GoFundMe page, again, Hup Family Tragedy is where you can find that. And there's some great donations already. But that's just a little way if you want to help out. There's your Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.